In yesterday's Shir Tanya, the Alter Rebbe said that just as when a person does mitzvahs that are motivated by a love for God and a fear of God that are felt in the heart, in the revealed part of the heart, the mitzvahs constitute a service of God. It's not just doing them, it's serving God through doing them. In the same way, when a person contemplates God's greatness, but it doesn't produce an actual love and fear in the revealed part of the heart, but produces a conviction in the mind, a conviction that it is only right that God must be served, and it is only right that his neshama should serve God, that motivation, that energy, that inspiration that is produced from this contemplation and from this conviction also makes the mitzvah that he performs and the Torah that he studies into an aveda, into a service of God. We continue now on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 70. This is the middle of Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16. And on the page, we are more than two-thirds of the way down the page. The line begins, B'tivei, after the brackets. V'zeh zom zurezao, and it is to this that the sages were hinting, ba'omram, when they said that machshava teiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, that a good thought God connects to the act, which is simply understood to mean that if a person has a good intention but for some reason can't get around to doing what he intended to do, he intended to do a mitzvah but didn't, the intention alone is considered as if he had done the mitzvah. But the expression is a strange one. The more common expression is that if you do such and such, it's as if you did a mitzvah. But to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, that God connected to an act, this is an unusual expression. Havale l'meimar mailol of HaKosov ki'ilu osa. As we find in many other places, the expression that it's considered as if he had done it. But the expression God connected to doing is an unusual expression. So what does it hint at? Hello, ha'inyan ki dechilu rechim u'shebehiz galus libei heim ha'mislapshim b'maisa ha'mitzveis v'hachayesam l'parcha le'elam. The truth is that this statement in the Gemara, that a good intention God connects to a deed, is not talking about a person who intended to do something good and didn't. It's talking about where the deed was performed. There was a maisa, and God connects the good thought, the good intention, with the deed that the person did perform. Only now the question is, if the person intended to do good and did good, then what is necessary here? What's missing that God has to connect the two? So for this he says that love and fear in the revealed part of the heart clothe themselves into the act of a mitzvah and thereby animate the mitzvah, and the mitzvah rises and flies upwards. Ki halev hu gam kein chumri kishari vodim, because the heart is also a physical organ, just like the other limbs of the body, shehem klei hamaisa, the other parts of the body which are the tools of action, hands and the feet, elo shehu pnimi v'chayus lohem. The difference between the heart and the external limbs is that the heart is an internal organ, and therefore is a channel of energy and life for the external organs. V'lochein, that's why the emotions of the heart, similar to the heart itself, can animate, can energize the behavior, the function of the external limbs. Just as the heart is an internal limb and it gives life to the external limbs, the same is true of the activity of the heart concerning affecting the activity of the external organs and limbs, that the emotions of the heart animate or energize the activity of the hands and the feet and so on. V'lochein yochol hislabesh, and therefore the emotion that is in the revealed part of the heart is physical enough, close enough to the external part of the body to be able to clothe itself in them, lihiyes lahem gatzim lahalesan, so that they, the emotions of the heart, love and fear, can serve as wings for the mitzvah to raise them upwards. And just as a bird needs two wings, with one wing he can't fly, and the two wings have to be on opposite sides, kindness and severity, and only then can the bird rise. The same is true also with a mitzvah. It has to have two wings, love and fear, and this love and fear, the emotion of the heart, raises the mitzvah and causes it to ascend. But the love and the fear that are in the recesses of the mind and heart, not in the revealed part, they are far removed, much higher than the level of action. The emotions in the revealed part of the heart are almost as tangible, as physical, as the activity of the hands and the feet. But that which is felt in the recesses of the heart, a conviction in the heart, that's too abstract. It is too high to directly affect the actions of the hand and the feet. So if a person is doing a mitzvah with his hands, with his feet, the conviction of godliness, the conviction that God should be served, is still too far removed from the act to have an effect on the act. And therefore, the conviction of the mind and heart can't clothe itself in the act of the mitzvah to serve as the intelligence and the energy of the mitzvah, leha'aleison, to be able to raise them up, leparcha le'ela, so that they be able to fly upwards, as does the emotion in the revealed part of the heart, to the mitzvahs that are performed as a result of that kind of love and fear. And therefore, there is a need to have God connect the conviction in the recesses of the heart with the action that follows from that conviction. Because although the person had both the conviction and the action, but the conviction needs to influence, to penetrate the act, in order to make the act come alive, to be the soul of the act of the mitzvah, and the conviction is too far removed to enter the mitzvah and to be its soul. Of course, it motivates it from a distance. As Dr. Rebbe said before, were it not for this conviction, the person wouldn't be devoted to the study of Torah and to the fulfillment of mitzvahs. And only as a result of that contemplation and the conviction that came from the contemplation, the person is devoted as a result of that to the mitzvahs. So although it does produce the mitzvah, but it does it from a distance. It doesn't permeate and animate the act of the mitzvah unless God joins them, brings them together, and bridges the distance between them. The hein nikrois b'shem machshava teva, and they, the conviction of the heart and mind, are called good intention, good thought. Ki einon dechilu rechim u'mamish b'hizgalus libe, because they are not a literal emotion, fear and love. In the revealed part of the heart, they therefore are described as a thought, not yet an emotion. But they are experienced, it is more than a thought, more than academic thought, they are experienced in the recesses of the mind and the heart, as mentioned before. And here there's another note, where the Rebbe writes, that it says in Kabbalah, both in the Zehar and in the Eitz Chaim, the Tfuna Eisiyes Ben Ubas, that the word tvuna, which describes the place in the mind where this conviction takes place, The word tivuna is composed of the words ben ubas, son and daughter. Shehein dechilu urechimu. And son and daughter refer to love and fear. Ulepa'amim hatvuna yiredes liyes meichem denukva dezeir ampin. And sometimes this tvuna, the love and the fear, descend and become the intelligence or the source for the feminine aspect of zeir ampin, of the emotions. Shehein esiyes hatera v'hamitzveis v'hamaskil yavin, which are the letters of Teda and mitzvahs, and those who understand will understand. In Kabbalistic terminology, Ze'er Anpin means the emotions. Nukva, the feminine aspect of Ze'er Anpin, means speech. Malchus, which is speech. Or, as it is expressed in Teda, the letters of Teda and mitzvahs. So that there are times when the Tvuna, which means ben ubas, love and fear, as they are contained in intellect, sometimes skip the emotions and go directly into the feminine attribute, directly into the act, so that the conviction motivates the act but bypasses the emotion. And so there's a need to reconnect, to join the intention, meaning the conviction, with the act, and not leave that space empty in the middle where there is a lack of energy, a lack of vitality that would come from the presence of the emotions. And so God connects the conviction with the act that is produced by the conviction by filling in that blank space in between by providing the emotional input. But this connection that God adds in order to bring together the tivuna, the conviction, with the act is kedei lahalis maisa hamitzvahs ve'esek hateira hanasim ayidei machshavateva hanao ad elam habriyah. In order that the mitzvah should rise, it has to be connected to the conviction. But that is only in order to have the mitzvah rise to the world of Bria. To rise to a lower world, you don't need any special help from above. Every mitzvah rises. The world of Bria, which is the world of intelligence, is the place where mitzvahs that are performed out of intelligent love and fear rise to. In other words, love and fear that are produced in the revealed part of the heart as a result of the understanding of God's greatness, those mitzvahs rise to the world of Bria. Since they are created, born out of intelligence, they rise to the world of Bria, which is the world of intelligence. But that's only the love and fear that comes from intelligence, asher b'hizgalus libei mamosh, which is in the actual revealed part of the heart. Why, when the Beinoni can't, why is it that sometimes a person can't produce an actual love and fear in the revealed part of the heart? That's because his understanding of God is not as great, not as thorough. So that love and that fear is not described as intelligent love and fear, because it's not born out of intelligence. And therefore, the mitzvahs that result from that love and fear will not rise to the world of Bria, but will rise to the world of Yetzira. Aval belav hoche, nami elim le'elim ha'yetzira, ayde dechilu rechim utivim. The mitzvah will rise to the world of Yetzira, even without any help from above. And the reason it will rise to the world of Yetzira is because there is love and fear that are natural and that are misutarim belev kol Yisrael betel doisom, that is hidden in the heart of every Jew by birth. So every mitzvah will rise to the world of Yetzirah because of the love that exists in the heart of every Jew, a mitzvah that is performed as a result of a conviction of the heart, which means that this love that exists in the heart is here activated, only not in the revealed part of the heart. In the recesses of the heart, it is activated. And that produces a conviction, more than what was there before. So this would not by itself elevate the mitzvah to a higher world, to the world of Bria. It would raise the mitzvah to the world of Yetzirah as well. But when God adds the connection, God connects this intention with the act, then the act of the mitzvah rises not only to the world of Yetzirah, but also to the world of Bria. In the Hayem Yeim, for the 26th day of Teves, Chav of Teves, the Rebbe writes that in the Bracha of Olam Al Shinim, we pause slightly between the words Usmagir, which means to crush, Visachnia, which means to subdue. Because according to the Kavana and the meaning of the words Uta'akir, Usishaber, Usmagir, which means to uproot, to break, and to crush, these three expressions refer to the three klippas that are totally evil and must be eradicated. But Visachnia, the fourth word, which means to subdue, is a reference to the klipas nega, to the klippa that can be purified, and therefore it is not destroyed, crushed, or broken, but rather purified. And so we pause between these two types of aveda, the aveda necessary to get rid of the completely unholy klippa, and the aveda that it takes to purify the klipas nega.